This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Desperate measures in Kansas City, Missouri. School officials there voted last night to shut nearly half of the district schools. That's more than two dozen buildings, including their district headquarters, all in an attempt to keep the district from going bankrupt. School districts across the country are closing buildings and laying off teachers, but none has yet taken such a radical step. From station KCUR in Kansas City, Sylvia Maria Gross reports.
Almost every school year, Westport High School junior Antonia Martin has seen change. A new principal, a different curriculum, even a new superintendent.
Every year it's changing, the system's changing, or they're trying to, you know, put us in a predicament. It's kind of hard to just stay focused.
This year comes the biggest change of all. Martin's school is one of 26 in the school district that will be boarded up. This follows one of the most ambitious attempts in the country to integrate schools. A court-ordered desegregation plan in the 1980s and 90s poured $2 billion into this district. It created elaborate bus routes, magnet programs, and some of the best facilities in the country, including an Olympic-sized swimming pool and a planetarium. But families continued to flee to the suburbs and to private and charter schools. The district's population has plummeted from 70,000 in the 1960s to about 17,000 now. The new superintendent, John Covington, proposed closing about half the buildings and laying off about 700 employees.
Right now, we are failing students in large percentages, in large numbers. And that doesn't have to be.
It's all an effort to redeploy resources. Covington calls it right-sizing, but opponents say it's anything but.
I said the right-size plan is the wrong thing.
At forums across the city over the past few months, many parents and community members protested plans to close schools. The superintendent was determined that all schools would need to consolidate, even some of the district's better performing ones. Ajamu Webster, who founded the city's three African-centered schools, disagreed.
Our campus is a growing institution. And a growing institution needs space.
The district's flagship, Lincoln College Prep, was recently named among the top 150 public high schools in the country by Newsweek. But even Lincoln Prep is slated to merge its middle and high schools. Dan Dominich is director of the American Association of School Administrators. He says districts in cities like Washington, D.C., Cleveland, and Chicago are all closing under-enrolled schools.
The economy being what it is, and school districts having to make major cuts, increasing class size, eliminating sports programs, cutting back on transportation. They don't have the luxury of maintaining a facility open unless it's 100% occupied.
In Kansas City, civic institutions, the Chamber of Commerce, and even the teachers' union supported the school closure plan, though almost 300 teaching positions will be lost. This morning, Superintendent Covington laid out more details, such things as longer school days, an extended year, and an end to social promotion. He wants to use evaluation and early retirement incentives to keep only the best teachers.
I think in 5 years, the Kansas City, Missouri community, I think they'll beam with pride as to where our schools have come.
As for the buildings, the school board hopes to sell them, or some could be raised to make way for city parks. Either way, residents here hope that this radical public school plan leads to radical change. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.